Mineral deposits can be near or under bodies of water. If a mining company wants to drill, the Department of Natural Resources has to assess whether there would be significant damage to waterways before issuing a permit. Dana Walks, an Eau Claire lawmaker and attorney, says the word significant could be considered what he calls a wishy-washy term in court.
Is it possible now to drain a flowage, mine the lake bed, and then refill the flowage, and argue about what is or isn't of significance?
A bill sponsored by Walks, Fred Clark of Baraboo, and Stephen Smith of Shell Lake would further protect all the bodies of water in the state. Walks says the Tiger Lake flowage in Sawyer County was drilled for exploration during the 60s and 70s and could be again in a more invasive way now that state mining regulations have changed.
This is an area of high interest to the mining folks.
The author of last year's mining law, Republican Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst, says changes proposed by Democrats are unnecessary.
I think there's a bit of a throwing fear in people that, gosh, there may be mining on lakes and from lake beds, and that's just not going to happen.
There are several bodies of water in the Pinoki Hills near the proposed iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.